Today is Christmas Eve, and the epistle to be read for the Feast of Christmas Eve is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was made to him of the seed of David, according to the flesh, who was predestined the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of sanctification, by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith, and all nations for his name, among whom are you also called of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Whereupon Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, he beheld the angel of the Lord appear to him in his sleep, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. This day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us, and in the morning thou shalt see his glory. These words are taken from the gradual of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today we celebrate Christmas Eve and anxiously await Christmas. And this anticipation is truly brought out in the entire text of the Mass for today. As we just read in the gradual for today, this day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us, and in the morning you will see his glory. And the Alleluia verse says, tomorrow shall the iniquity of the earth be abolished, and the Savior of the world shall reign over us. And during the entire season of Advent, we have looked forward to this day. With a holy anticipation, thus, we could hardly wait to celebrate our Lord's coming in his birth. This day on which the Redeemer and Savior of mankind was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And why is this so? Because Christmas Day is the most important day of all of mankind. For on this day we commemorate the beginning of our salvation, the day on which God became one of us. God took upon himself a human nature. You know, we often forget the importance of this day. Yes, we celebrate it every year, but let us never forget the true meaning of Christmas. Now, there's a good example for us to follow, and that is of the example of the holy prophet Simeon. For you see, during Advent, we should look forward to Christmas just as the people of the Old Testament anxiously awaited the promise of the coming Redeemer. And so to help us understand this better, the anticipation of the people of the Old Testament, and to help us understand how we should look forward to the coming of our Savior, we can look to the holy prophet Simeon. You may have heard of Simeon, and actually when you say the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of the temple in the temple, is about Simeon. For you see, Simeon lived in the temple at the time of our Lord's birth, and he was the one who received our Lord as an infant. That is when Our Lady offered the Christ child to God, the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. It was 8 days after Christ was born, and Our Lady brought the Christ child to the temple as the Jewish law prescribed. and Simeon was the priest who assisted Our Lady in her offering. He lived a holy life and was detached from earthly things. And Simeon had been promised by God that he would live to see the Redeemer. He didn't know who it was or any details, but his one desire was to have this promise of seeing the Savior of the mankind fulfilled. He longed for nothing else in the world save the happiness of seeing Jesus before his death. And so it was that Simeon immediately knew when he saw Mary holding the Christ child, that it was he who was the promised Messiah, and that the time had come. The promise was fulfilled. And he beheld the Savior of mankind in the arms of his Holy Mother. And so, enlightened by the Holy Ghost, Simeon recognized in this helpless child the God made flesh. He, the one who the world had been expecting and waiting for 4,000 years, had finally come. And thus this filled Simeon with great joy. Just imagine the scene now, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. According to the Jewish law, Mary had to go to the temple for her purification. And she had to present Jesus to the Divine Father as an offering. Watch her set out in the company with St. Joseph. St. Joseph has two turtle doves that they are to offer to God. And Mary carries her dear infant. She takes him to be offered to God, to signify the great sacrifice that Jesus would one day accomplish when he died on the cross. Consider the Holy Virgin entering the temple. She makes an oblation of her son on the part of the whole world. And Simeon knew right away when he saw them. He sees them, and by divine light, he knows it is the long-expected Redeemer. Approaching them, he takes our Lord in his arms, and he carries this helpless child, but the child who governs the world. And with great joy, he cries out, "My time has come. I have seen the promised Redeemer. Now God can take me." Basically, he was saying, "Lord, I am ready to die now. I have seen the Redeemer, and there is nothing else for me to live for." And so it was a fitting gift for Simeon to see the Christ child, since he had lived a long life in the faithful service of God in the temple. The promise was fulfilled, and he had seen the long-awaited Redeemer, the one that all the prophets of the Old Testament had prophesied would come, he whom the entire world looked forward to seeing. The time had come for the salvation of mankind. And so we are to have this same holy anticipation for Christmas as the holy prophets and Simeon had. The day on which we commemorate the birth of Christ, our Lord and Savior. You know by experience, or at least seeing children show such great joy and happiness, waiting for Christmas to come. Now, in a sense, we ought to have this same holy love and anticipation for Christmas. Of course, our excitement is not for the gifts and presents like it is for the children. But rather, we must love and long for Christmas because of what the real meaning of Christmas. God became a man to die for our sins. The Redeemer and Savior of mankind was born. And this is what made Simeon so excited and joyful. It even kept him going through the difficulties and trials of life. He would just remember that one day he would see the Redeemer before he died. And he truly understood what this meant for the entire human race. And so tonight, as we relive that first Christmas night, when God became a child in order to win our love. Do not be ungrateful for all that our Lord has done for us. Do not forget that what we are celebrating tonight, the fact that God became a helpless child for love of us. You know, the greatest suffering our Lord felt in his passion was the ingratitude of men. Our God came to earth to save us from hell. He became a helpless child to win our love. And yet, men still turn their backs on him and offend him by sin. And so many people frequent the occasions that lead into sin, and thus they disobey the Ten Commandments and the laws of the church. And so many, even practicing Catholics, forget the true meaning of Christmas and even life itself. And thus, they put off and forget to perform their religious duties. They don't say their daily prayers or fulfill their religious obligations. And then they wonder why they're having such troubles in life. My dear faithful, let us not be numbered among these ungrateful friends of our Lord. Think about and remember the true purpose and meaning of Christmas. And as we celebrate it this year, don't forget about the infant Christ lying in the manger. Tell him that you are sorry for wounding his sacred heart, and ask him to help you never to sin again. And resolve this Christmas to be faithful and devout in saying your prayers every day, and to have a firm resolution to live as a true good Catholic. You know, we must be an example to others, and people should see and recognize the good that is in you. And always remember that there is really one thing that matters in life, and that is that we save our souls. So let us then follow the holy example of Simeon and the holy prophets of the Old Testament. And let us celebrate this great feast tomorrow with great joy and confidence. Resolve to do these things and prove your gratitude to our Lord for all that he has done for you, and especially for his wondrous gift of becoming a man and a helpless babe for love of you. For tomorrow, the wickedness of the world will be abolished, and our Savior will come and save us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.